comfortable as a staff person.
I don't know what the question was, but from my perspective, anything that helps us with transparency, and I say that from this perspective, we know, as I mentioned at lunch, certain senators and so forth are going to be after the way we do our operation. We have been planning for, at least internally, for 2 years that we will probably get sunsetted.
Yes.
And so we're cleaning up all of our policies. We're doing all of those things. We have changed one of our retirement fund to where it was managed by the state.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To get out to where we give them targets of opportunity that says there's this clandestine, unregulated, quasi-state agencies that up there doing, spreading death and pestilence.
Building their kingdom.
Yes. And so we're trying to truly be transparent. We're trying truly to do what's good to the best interest of our board, our basin, and our state. And so this is but yet another one of those steps. And so, again, we have no, I don't care. I mean, I care, but I'm not trying to
direct
the argument one way or the other, not that you could be directed, but that means it's just not even at play. So what's in the best, from y'all's perspective, what's in the best interest of us, to include our employees, how we need to go forward?
You know, one of the most telling things that I had to laugh at was when he was talked about this old-timey model and to look at the employee facial expressions, because we're using an old-timey model. And wow, and that, I think that talks about why we need to move this direction. Yeah, the thing and I'm going to say one thing and then I'll sit back and want to listen, but to be perfectly honest, I don't think we could lose with any one of the three. They are all highly qualified, all bring a lot to the table. And I'm impressed with all three. And of course, there's minor little differences and stuff, and that's what we're going to be making a decision on, is minor little differences, apparently.
And I think that it will bring efficiency and value to the fund, the retirement fund. I think that another set of eyes would be good.
I agree. I think there have been missed opportunities in the relationship that we have right now. And again, having been involved in the retirement system of another employer, this type of a consultant is integral to making sure that we're doing the right thing for our employees. I don't know why we didn't have one before.
Well, I've got a couple of things, and then I want to ask a question. It's a question that y'all have heard me ask many times before. I agree. I think all three of them were very good. I personally liked the second one better, because he laid out a timeline, he talked about minutes, documentation, writing everything down, and those were just kind of hot buttons for me. Now my question for you, and for you, is you reviewed 12?
Nine.
You presented us with three. Of these three, do you have a recommendation?
I don't know what, and now after listening to them, because we just, like y'all, looked at the proposals. We weren't, to get to the three, we weren't so much saying who we thought was first, second, or third at that point. It was just who did we think were sort of the finalists.
Because it always comes down to y'all's interaction with them more so than the board's interaction. So from a level of comfort, I personally, it makes a difference to me that y'all get somebody that you feel is qualified, that you like, and you've heard the same presentations, and you may pick up on things differently than the way I may pick up on them. And so that's what I want to hear.
You don't mean to, I mean, I'll give you my opinion, but just...
Well, I mean,
I'm not going to vote.
I know, but I value your opinion.
No, you're not going to vote, but it's important to know what your opinion is.
I didn't agree with you. If I had to pick, and I think it's a very close call, and I can work with, Monica and I can work with any of these three. I think she probably agrees, she nodded her head, that we could. I think RBC, I sort of like some of the aspects, just like you were saying, Wade, about theirs. The only thing I know there, and you heard me say earlier, I've worked with the guy before, I know what you sort of got, because I worked several years with him, and you'll get what you talked about. Not to say those other guys wouldn't, they probably would too, but I'm just saying. So I'm a little bit, I don't know if you call it biased, but I just have a, I have a little bit of a background of knowing one of them. And he's good, but I think the other two, I liked some of the other aspects the other two had too. If I had to pick, that's who I would.
Well, in that sense, though, don't you think that if second individual, if you feel comfortable, you could talk to him about the aspects from the other and incorporate that into the agreement? But the compliance, I like the idea of the reporting and the minutes of the meetings and all that sort of thing. Not that I necessarily have to receive a report every time, but if you have that available to you.
And maybe I'm wrong, but I really felt like the second group was going to do a lot more work with the board, with working with us and educating us and making sure that the process was, that everything that went on in regards to the process was well vetted.
You know, one of the things he commented on, Wade, was he said, I will give you monthly reports. I'll give you a flash quarterly in advance of coming to the meeting and quarterly report. And caught the last one to talk about. We'll at least do a quarterly report. I mean, I that snapped with me right there.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Have you seen that silly Verizon commercial where that guy turns around and goes, here's my network, and he's got 500 people behind him? I think that's what RBC brings to the table more so than Holbein or Larry Thompson.
I'm going to be the black sheep here. Reading these RFPs, I read all of them twice, and then last night went ahead and read the three finalists once more, and I realized that Larry Thompson, the first two times I read all nine of these, he had the largest highlights in the book as far as things, the buzzwords that I like. So, and then sitting listening to him, like y'all said, all three of them are capable. They all bring, you know, their different aspects. But I really liked what Larry Thompson had to say.
I liked his style also, personally. The way it was written, the way it was presented. But at the same time, I was more or less interested in what the staff felt comfortable with. Because I'm just going to sit passively and listen where the staff has to interact.
Thing I did like about RBC is the education that they would offer to the board. I think Wade, you talked about that. I think that's going to be important because I think my second year on this committee, I think there were two newer people, and I could see in their eyes that they're like, you know, it was their first day on the board, and I don't know if they had any idea as far as what we had. And I think it may have been right after we were switching or about to switch, and I think that education is, and I was going to speak up as far as Larry Thompson, and I bet you that's, you know, they could incorporate that into their process, but I think it's important.
I mean, I agree. I've been on the board forever. There's still things I don't understand, so, you know, I like that aspect of educating the board and wanting to make sure everybody was on board, and that just kind of stuck out to me.
From my perspective is... again, not having been involved in the selection of the three, just watching their performance today, I would rank RBC number one, Larry number two, and Holbein number three. And I do that from a communications I just feel good. I mean, not that I feel good, but you feel comfortable.
Right? Comfortable.
Yeah.
Well, RBC came around and shook everybody's hand, and when he was talking to you, he was talking to you, and he didn't go off a set proposal. He said, I'm going to answer questions and I'm going to skip around, and And I got as much from his presentation as I did from the others.
He wasn't talking to you, he was talking to me.
And the other thing that he did, he went, what do you expect to get out of this?
Yeah.
What do you expect?
Yeah.
That's a great technique.
Yeah.
Well, he was really the one that focused on insulation, and I think that's what we're looking for here more than anything else, and that was more of his focus. I thought Thompson did an excellent job of focusing on the points that I deal with, probably better than the other two, but from the standpoint of the insulation that we're looking for, it sounds like that's what we're driving at. And communication, education, I think the RBC gap probably would be the way we go.
Okay. Well, I think that we could fill in that blank on the resolution with RBC. Have you got the exact? Anyone object?
Somebody needs to read.
Okay.
I can read the resolution. If when y'all are ready, I'll be happy to read the resolution.
Gene is pushing that way real quick.
Yeah.
Do we need to make a motion?
Yeah. Do we need to make a motion on the specific name?
Why don't I just read the resolution, and if that's what you
then,
want.
Then they can say, yeah, make a motion.
Okay.
Be it resolved that the general manager, CEO, is hereby authorized to negotiate a contract for retirement plan advisory services with RBC Institutional Consulting Group for a period of 5 years, with the contract containing such terms and conditions as the general manager, CEO, shall determine to be in the best interest of the Brazos River Board.
So moved.
Second.
Aye.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
No, I need to call the roll.
Yes, I just did another board meeting yesterday. Don't call the roll.
Chairman Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Collinsworth?
Yes.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeless?
Yeah, I'm in here.
The motion and the second.
I'm sorry, say again.
Who made the motion and who made the second?
Director Fear made the motion and Mr. Forte seconded.
If you've got voice, you got the ability to make a motion.
Then you.
See, I'm not used to having.
Well, he is by virtue of that he can be. He's on all the committees. He just can't vote. We just looked.
Yeah, but voice without vote. I think you have by Robert Shrew's order. You can make motions. You just can't vote.
Sorry. You know me. I'm always doing something.
Yep. I looked at it before we came in because there was a question earlier, and I got with Riley and we went down to Jim's office and took out the documents and looked at it.
Well, please thank them again, all three of them for coming and because that was
a lot of effort.
They went to a great deal of effort. Can we get a motion to adjourn?
That's tough.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn. No?
I'm not going to do this one.
So moved.
Okay. I'll second it.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Say all in favor.
I don't want to say aye.